Radio Today program with Broadcast Bionics. Innovative solutions for creative radio people.
This is the weekly podcast from radiotoday.co.uk. I'm Trevor Dan. David Lloyd's here with this week's Radio Moments. But first, let's join Stu Clarkson for the latest news.
Thank you, Trevor. More changes at Radio 2 this week. As it was announced, Brian Matthew won't be returning to Sounds of the 60s on a Saturday morning. He's been off since November, with the BBC saying he's been in poor health. Brian himself, though, told The Telegraph he's better and was ready, willing and able to go back. He's been on BBC Radio since 1954 and on Radio 2's Sounds of the 60s programme for the last 26 years. Well, Radio 2's new overnight playlist show have begun this week as well, replacing the live overnights done by Janice Long and Alex Lester. Radio 4's Today programme is getting a new editor, and for the first time it's going to be someone from outside the BBC. Sarah Sands will join the show later this year. She's currently editor of the London Evening Standard newspaper. Radio 2 Country is coming back for 4 days from the 9th of March. It's teaming up as well this time with DAB station Chris Country, which will provide a show for the BBC pop-up station. Former Key 103 Breakfast co-host Chelsea Norris is going to take over Drive on BBC Radio Manchester. She replaces Sam Walker, who left late last year. And before starting on Drive, though, she's covering on Breakfast for a couple of weeks, coincidentally at the same time as the new Breakfast show starts on Key 103, with Gemma Atkinson joining Chelsea's former co-host Mike Toulon. At BBC Radio Oxford, they're having a Breakfast and Drive swap. David Prever will move to Breakfast, with Howard Bentham moving to Drive from March. David previously spent many years in commercial radio with stations including Smooth, Metro, Hereward, Heart, Magic and LBC. The community station Tulip FM in Spalding, Lincolnshire, has gone off the air again and doesn't look like it's coming back this time. It had been rescued by another charity, but the organisation now says there are irreconcilable differences between them and the former station management, so the agreement to work together has been ditched. And some really sad news from BBC Radio Derby this week, as the afternoon presenter Andy Potter announced on air that he has terminal cancer and just months to live. A really emotional listen. Our thoughts here at Radio Today are with you, Andy.
The news that you get is, well, that's it, Mr. Potter, you have a few months. I've got terminal cancer. I have it in my bowel. I have it in my liver. I've got it in my kidneys. It's inoperable. So basically, this is one of the last times you're going to be hearing me coming out of your radio box, because we've just got to prepare for what happens next. And everybody deals with it in different ways. I really don't know how to deal with it. You don't know how you're going to deal with it when somebody says to you, this is what's going to happen, Mr. Potter. This is the end of your life, basically, just around the corner. So I'm going to get on with it the best way I possibly can. We all say we're going to fight. We're going to go through it. But, you know, let's see what the next few months brings and start working on it.
And you can get the latest radio news daily, of course, at radiotoday.co.uk.
Thank you, Stu. And since that bulletin was recorded, we've heard that Brian Matthew will, in fact, make one more appearance on Radio 2. He's presenting a special programme at Easter. In other breaking news, our next contributor has been appointed to a new job on the dark side as chairman of the local station Notts TV. So congratulations to David Lloyd, who'll be digging into some more Radio Moments after this.
Your best content, shareable and discoverable on any platform. Oasis from Broadcast Bionics helps you build a closer relationship with your listeners. Welcome to the social studio at bionics.co.uk.
This week, 75 years of Desert Island Discs, and happy birthday, Tony Blackburn. 7 days of radio history in 7 minutes.
This week in history, Radio Moments.
One of the first things you learn in radio is what to do in the event of a significant death. There are various procedures that you have to know about, but sometimes things take us quite by surprise, and radio, at its very best, reacts from the heart.
Some news just in. Sir Terry Wogan, one of the best loved presenters on Radio 2, has died. He was 77 and had been suffering from cancer.
Hello, this is Mark Goodyear with you today on Radio 2 as we remember Sir Terry Wogan, who passed away early this morning. He was one of the foundations on which Radio 2 was built and so much loved. And I'd like to invite you to share your memories of Terry for the next couple of hours.
I miss you.
It's true that he had a few God-given advantages.
I really
do. He was charming and clever and articulate and witty and quick-thinking and whimsical and subversive and sardonic and, well, the list is a very long one.
It's a sad Monday morning, one of the saddest we've had for a long time on the show, and, we're missing Terry terribly.
When you tell me how important I've been in your lives, you've been every bit as important in mine.
I really do.
The death of Terry Wogan, as marked by fellow broadcasters this week last year, and I can't think of any other examples of a broadcaster's death being marked in quite that way, mentioned on so many other radio stations. Tony Blackburn is 74 this week. His career began on board Radio Caroline. He was a bright-eyed public schoolboy.
Well, I'm thoroughly enjoying hearing the older hits of the past this afternoon. Hope you are too. That's much more important. If you are, then if you'd like to drop us a line, perhaps we could do exactly the same thing again.
Now, there's a plan. He sort of knew what he was doing instinctively right at the beginning there on Caroline, didn't he? But it was Radio London where Tony would really start to learn his craft.
Run it there on an LP track called Do I Love You. And there you are. I'm afraid we've run right out of time. Thank you very much for listening this morning, everyone. Hope you've enjoyed the show. Certainly enjoyed being with you. And look forward to being back with you tomorrow between 5:30 and 8 o'clock. The news in brief follows in about 40 seconds' time, and after that, the TW show. So from me, Tony Blackburn, have a lovely weekend, won't you? Enjoy yourself, have lots of fun, be good, and bye for now. Bye-bye, everyone.
Tony Blackburn, born this week in 1943. And how great it is to have him back on air just in time for the Radio 1 and Radio 2 big celebrations later on this year. Now, this week in 1979, Mark Goodyear, who later spent much time with Radio 1 and now runs the music and jingle factory Wise Buddha, made his debut on Radio 4.
I really couldn't sleep for days leading up to it. And I remember being down the pub, you know, obviously just having a Coke or something in the evening before the first show, almost unable to speak. You know, for somebody who's going to make a radio debut, it's so nervous I could barely speak. I remember playing Crusaders' Street Life as the first record, never forgotten it, and just being relieved, really, to have done a show and not be fired and not, you know, and for the people who risked putting me on not to think that was the worst, most disastrous start.
I'll play the street life.
We've all been there, haven't we? That first show. Mark Goodyear, who made his first appearance on commercial radio this week 38 years ago. This week in 2014, LBC announced it would go nationwide on the Digital One multiplex. LBC was to become leading Britain's conversation.
And of course, a welcome to those joining us from around the UK. As you've been hearing, it's a big and exciting moment as LBC becomes Britain's first national news talk radio station. Wherever you are, you can now listen to LBC on national DAB digital radio. We will indeed be leading Britain's conversation.
LBC goes nationwide, and it now has going on for 2 million listeners across the country. Desert Island Discs is said to be the longest-running factual programme in the history of radio, and who are we to disagree? Its first presenter was the chap who had the idea for the programme.
I was freelancing for the BBC, and I was looking for an idea for a series of six. And it was a very cold November night. That would take us back to November 1941. Mm. And I was in my pyjamas, and I was just going to bed. And suddenly I had this idea. Now, when I get an idea, what I usually do is scribble a few words on a piece of paper, shove it in a drawer, come across it months later and say, what on earth is that, and throw it away. But on this occasion, I did actually act at once. I sat down at my typewriter, shivering as I was. I was in my pyjamas and wrote to the BBC about it. And I'm very glad I did.
Roy Plumley, who created Desert Island Discs and hosted it for 43 years. The format's changed very little since those early days. They did add the luxury and the favourite book in 1951. Each presenter it's had has stamped their own mark on it, and it's probably a little more probing than it was in the early days. And the great thing about it is the way it adds real insights into the inner thoughts of these stranded individuals.
I do like doing things with my hands, mm-hmm. So I think I would just about be all right. I'm quite a fast learner.
Would you try to escape?
I don't think so, because I'm cautious by nature. And I would just hope that someone would come and rescue me. My dreams would go that way.
The Gulls, by the way, that you can hear over the sick tune, can't be found on any desert island, if you want to be pedantic. They are herring gulls. They did substitute them when somebody pointed that out, but the listeners prefer the old ones, so back they went. Happy 75th anniversary to Desert Island Discs. So, with 5 Live Sports Extra launched 15 years ago...
As 5 Live brings you one event, 5 Live Sports Extra brings you another.
Mansfield 103.2 launching 18 years ago...
It's 8 a.m. on Monday the 1st of February 1999.
The Hutton Report published and Greg Dyke's resignation 13 years ago...
It's right for the Director General... to go.
Finisterre, last heard on the shipping forecast 15 years ago.
Finisterre, southwesterly, 6 to gale 8.
And Ray Moore hosting his last early show 29 years ago.
The trouble was with this poodle, not only did it have no teeth, it wouldn't bark.
He died just a year later. Those are this week's Radio Moments.
Radio Moments!
Thank you, David. And before we go, if you'll forgive me, another dip into the jobs file here at the Radio Today programme. If you're a regular listener to this podcast, you'll know that we do try to deliver interesting guests every week, but sometimes it just doesn't work out. This week, for instance, none of our targets came through and one pulled out this morning. So I don't half need a researcher, a guest booker who can chase people up. Since Hayley Hayes left us to do a proper job at Talk Radio, I admit I've been floundering a bit. So if you can help, please get in touch. It'll only take a few minutes a week and you'll get a weekly credit. Ooh. And by the way, you don't have to live in or near London, but you do need to know how the radio business works and how to make contact with people. Email trevor@trevordan.com. if you can help. Talk again next week. Thanks for listening. Cheers.
The Radio Today programme with Broadcast Bionics, creating and distributing clever software for radio.